Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is talking about the deal to free Bergdahl in an exclusive interview with Diane Sawyer. Let's take a look at a clip.
Did he make a deal with the devil on releasing those five Taliban?
I think this was a very hard choice, which is why I think my book is so aptly named. If you look at what the factors were going into the decision, of course there are competing interests and values. I mean, one of our values is we bring everybody home off the battlefield the best we can. It doesn't matter how they ended up in a prisoner of war situation.
It doesn't matter?
It does not matter. We bring our people home.
She seems to have supported the deal. Let's bring in the host of ABC's This Week, George Stephanopoulos, with more. George, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So what are the political ramifications for Hillary if she does decide to run, given that she does seem to be supporting the president?
Absolutely. No daylight from the president right there. The president, of course, saying no apologies at all for bringing him home. I don't think there's any danger of standing by that bedrock principle. It's part of the sergeant in the military code. I think the big questions now are going to be what happens to Bo Bergdahl next, once he does recover, once the investigation does go forward into how he eventually, how he did get into the hands of the Taliban. Will he face some kind of a trial? Will he face any more punishment, or will the army decide that he's already paid his price?
5 years in captivity. So let me ask you, you are going to air other portions of the interview Diane Sawyer and Hillary Clinton, including a part where Diane really presses Clinton on whether she's going to run for president and when she will make an announcement. Did Diane achieve any more clarity on this issue?
I think the clarity coming out of all this is that Hillary Clinton certainly seems poised to run. As far as when the announcement's going to come, I think the bottom line is when she's good and ready to make the announcement. She's in such a commanding position right now. Looking at the Democratic nomination, we have a new poll coming out this morning with the Washington Post that showed that 7 out of 10 Democrats want her to get the nomination. That's about as strong a position you can be in, with one big caveat. She had about a 50-point lead over Barack Obama in the early stages of the last campaign as well.
Right. It's fun to see Hillary come up with new ways to answer this question.
Yeah. Right.
George, thank
you. And Diane coming up with many new ways to ask it.
Right. Masters at work. All right, George, thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
George has a big show this morning, including much more of Diane Sawyer's exclusive interview with Hillary Clinton, plus the Powerhouse Roundtable. It's all coming up later this morning on This Week right here on ABC.
And, of course, don't miss all of Diane's exclusive interview with Hillary Clinton in advance of her new book, Hard Choices. Everything, as we mentioned, was on the table, nothing off limits, including what Hillary has to say about Monica Lewinsky. It is a one-hour ABC News primetime special, and it's airing Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't want to miss that.
The big show Monday night.